so excited you guys are here with me today. Thank you for bearing with me as I take my little hiatus that I've had to take because life, that's life. And that's exactly what I want to talk to you guys about today. And what that has to do with is change. Okay. So New Year has already come. We're embraced with it. If you have not accepted that there's a new year, you got to deal with it. Suck it up. We're here. And it is time. It is time for things to change. If you have been miserable with your situation, if you've been miserable with certain things in your life, then I highly suggest taking a break from all the things you're doing and really consider what is it that you want out of life. What is it? Truly, what is it? If it is something different than what you have right now, then you are gonna have to be doing something different than you did before. And that's hard. And that's really, really hard for so many of us because for so many years, so many of us have all these things going on in our head, or maybe we don't feel like we're good enough to have certain things, or maybe we don't think that we can have a life that maybe other people have, or maybe we just don't feel worthy, or maybe we don't feel good enough about ourselves. Like, there's so many different things. However, if we truly want change, we've got to be open to change. We've got to be open to trying new things. We have to be open to doing something different than what we did yesterday, because if what we did yesterday doesn't get us to where we want to be now, then we have to be open to making change. And when I say open, I truly mean open to getting outside of your comfort zone. Because if your comfort zone is not allowing you to progress and make progress in your life with where you want to be, then you damn well need to open yourself up to change. Okay? And I can't stress this enough. Be open to putting in effort for change to happen. And if you truly expect change to happen long term, you've got to be willing to put in the effort that it's going to take to get there. Things don't change overnight. And I can tell you that. I'm a teacher. I work at a behavior school. And there are days where I'm certain that things can never change. In the back of my mind, I know that they can. I know it's going to be a lot of hard work and dedication and putting stuff out there. Constant effort. Are some days total failures? Absolutely, they're total failures. But you learn from it and you keep pushing forward and you continue to open yourself up to change. I used to be somebody that didn't want to take advice from anybody. I didn't want to listen to anybody. I thought I had all the answers. And end of day, nobody has all the answers. Nobody has all the answers. Sorry, hate to rain on everyone's parade. Nobody has all the answers. And if people are living their lives pretending they have all the answers, they're lying to themselves. Nobody has all the answers. There's all areas where every single one of us listening right now could make change in our life. All of us. Every single one. There is no way that anybody has this perfect life. You may go on social media and think that everybody has everything perfect and, oh, this and that. No. That's bullshit. Nothing is perfect. But you know something is if there's people out there who are working hard to make change and they're putting it out there to the world, don't look down on them. Don't look down on them. And you know what? Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous that they were able to do something that maybe you wanted to do. You can do anything that you want to do if you open yourself up to putting in the effort to make it happen. And is that the easiest thing in the world? No, it's not. It's hard. You guys know I have a business that I run and I have a team of people, and this week, I actually had three people reach out and they had been doing really, really good with their business. And then life happened and they don't know how to get back to where they were because they were very successful. And then things happen and they had to take a step back. Guess what? That's okay. Keep going forward. If you know what you need to do and maybe that thing doesn't work anymore, then just be open to change. Be open. Open up your heart, open up your mind, and put forth that effort. Because I guarantee it's worth it. If it is something that you desperately want to get out there to the world, if there's something you're so passionate about and you don't know how to put it out there, make small changes so you can do what you need to do. I had a girl this week quit her job because she is ready to work her side business and turn it into a full business. And you know what? As she did this, a lot of things came to surface like, oh my gosh, I don't think that maybe I was open enough before and I didn't want to listen before. And now I'm kicking my own ass because I didn't open my mind and I didn't listen before and I wasn't open to the change and I'm ready now. And that's the thing, is we all have to be ready, but stop waiting to be ready. You're never going to be ready. You're never going to be fully ready to have all the change that you guys want. Okay? So, in case you're like, you have it all together. Guys, I am filming this right now in my car, okay? Because I need to get this out to you. I don't have time in my day right now to do this at home. I don't have time to do this anywhere else. Like, I have a lot of stuff going on. But my goal was to make this podcast happen so I can share these things with you. And I had to be open to changing my routine to do this in my car. But because I'm so passionate about getting this out to you guys, that's what I'm doing. So it's small, small changes you have to be willing to make. Is that the most professional thing to do? No. But I mean, end of day, am I getting it out there to you? Are you guys able to hear these things that I want to tell you that I feel like can help you? If it means I've recorded in my car to get it to you guys, then that's what I do. And it's the same thing with things in your life. If you want certain things, be open to the change that has to be made to have those things that you want. Wanting a podcast is, it's not me wanting to be selfish. It's me wanting to put this out there to the universe because I was stuck. Like so many of you listening, I was stuck. I was stuck with my life. I was tired of being depressed. I was tired of being miserable. I was tired of not being able to share those things that I feel like we hide. So if you can relate to any of these things and this episode helps you, I'm going to challenge you guys right now. If you have a goal tomorrow, start today. Fuck tomorrow. Start today. I want you to do one thing different than you did yesterday. So you can be open to change and you can start to see those changes start occurring in your life right now. Email me, let me know what it is that you are going to be working on and tell me if this episode adds any value. If you can relate to this, screenshot this, share this with the world, tag me at Sarah A. McKinney, at Yes Your Story Matters, tag me, follow me, review this, share this with the world, and your story matters, you matter. Hope you guys have a great day. I love you all.